Well, it's good to see each of you this morning, and trust and pray that everybody's had a good week. And of course, good can be a relative term many times. And ask an interest in your prayers as we come before you this morning. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Also, let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2 for introduction here. And in verses 1 through 3, we find the Apostle Paul saying, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. You know, many times in trying to live here in life, we have a tendency to want to live by our own rules, don't we? You know, we can approach that however we want to, and we may understand that that may not be the best thing to do, but after all, the bottom line is that's who we are, ain't it? You know, we just prefer most people most of the time to live the way we want to live, by our rules. And even when we're incorporating into our rules somebody else's rules. And we do that, of course, that's how we're the most comfortable, you know. But we know, of course, that for God's people, for the Christian, of course, that he's given us his rules to live by. And that's what he expects. And just like for us to think about that for just a few minutes, and these first two verses in Romans chapter 12, of course, are very familiar verses to us that the Apostle Paul is beseeching. He's earnestly begging, or even in the word from time to time is actually translated earnestly contending, that the brethren, by the mercies of God, present their bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And of course, in that understanding that we be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, as we read that, of course, we understand that this is the Apostle Paul, as a messenger of God, relaying to God's people. This is what God's saying. God's saying, present your bodies a living sacrifice. You know, the law, of course, was the shadow of that. They presented sacrifices, of course, and they were the sacrifices that they brought. When they brought them, they were living sacrifices. But of course, the intention was, and the commandment to be obeyed was, that the sacrifice, though it was brought alive, it was to be slain, was to be offered. And the way it was offered was, of course, by slaying it, by shedding its blood. And in the same way, today, when we offer ourselves a living sacrifice, of course, we don't literally shed blood in the same sense that the animal sacrifices were offered up, but we're to present ourselves, we're to bring ourselves, and not just, you know, don't you think it would look kind of silly if If I, in that day and age, if I'd have brought a lamb for sacrifice, if I'd have taken that lamb and just stood there with the lamb. Well, you know, okay, Thomas, what are you going to do with the lamb? Well, I don't know. I just was told to bring a lamb. Well, in order for it to be accepted, it had to be sacrificed. It had to be offered up. And the thing about that, of course, is the nation of Israel learned for centuries, and they learned and, shall I say, relearned so many times that you lose count pretty quickly, is that, you know, God made it very specific how that lamb was to be offered, or any of the sacrifices were to be offered. And he not only made it specific how that was to be done, but he also made it specific if what would happen if it was not done that way, as well as if it was done that way. And so we're to present our bodies, ourselves, our lives, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The idea of sacrifice, the main premise upon which sacrifice works, is not that it satisfies the sacrificer, but the one to whom the sacrifice is given. That's the point. And he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. How are you going to present the sacrifice? First of all, don't follow the course of the world. Don't present yourself as they try to present themselves. You know, again, pointing us back to it's got to be done a certain way. But be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a learning process. Too many times, the idea is kind of left hanging, I suppose, that, you know, when we're going to worship God, I want to worship God, you want to worship God, let's worship God, that, well, we'll just kind of fill in the blanks as we go along. Well, it doesn't work that way. This is the instruction book of worship, okay? This is the instruction book of praise. This is the instruction book of how to approach unto God. This is the instruction book of what God will accept and also what he will not accept. And then here's what I want to talk on is at the end of the day, in doing all of that, Paul says that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. First of all, he says that you may prove what is that acceptable. good. Well, what does good mean? What is good? You ever been asked? Well, you know, somebody says, well, that's good. Somebody says, well, define good. Well, it can be a relative term, can it? You know, there's a lot of people that like to eat chitlins, and they'll tell you in a heartbeat they're good. But if they're telling me that, I'm going to say good's a relative term, okay? They may be good to you, but they're not good to me. The same is true, of course, in a lot of other areas of life. You know, morally speaking, naturally speaking, spiritually speaking. So good can be a relative term. We have to take it in the context. You know, what do you mean by good? Well, of course, I've found it out. You know, if you get you a Bible dictionary and or a concordance, and you start looking up the definition of the word good, you're going to find that the definition is, I guess, universally basically the same, but it's not always exactly the same. Now, and that can be important. Definitions are, you know, they're important, especially when you're trying to understand God's word. So if we're to prove the will of God, and we're to prove by the way that we live God's will. And Paul puts three words in front of it: good, acceptable, and perfect. Well, we need to know what does that mean, Paul? What are you telling me that God is requiring of me to prove God's will? Well, first of all, it's good. Well, good basically means in this context beneficial, valuable. Beneficial. What is that? What is the proof? What is that beneficial will of God? God's will benefits us. God's will is beneficial to us. You know, to do things God's way beats any alternative you can come up with in any situation. You know, God knows what is best. God's always known what is best, and he always will know what is best. You know why? Because he's the best. He made best, you know. And so if we want to live a life that proves what is good, then, you know, we need to look at it God's way. It's valuable. I mean, it's beneficial. Excuse me, it's beneficial. That's amazing to me in this context where he's telling us to present ourselves, our bodies, a living sacrifice, that the first thing he tells me is that it's beneficial for me. Because, you know, I understand that offering sacrifices is to be done for the glory of God. Well, Paul is telling us that one thing about that sacrifice, if we're doing it and God accepts it, it's going to be beneficial for me. We could go back into the Old Testament and certainly show that that's true, because there were a number of occasions, or at least a few occasions, whenever people offered sacrifices that God did not accept. Let's see, one time they were consumed with fire. One time the earth opened up and swallowed them all up whole. Need I go on? Well, that hasn't happened since Jesus Christ came into the world. You know, the benefits of God's Son sacrificing himself like he did not only has eternal consequences, but I believe that some of the consequences here in time are probably more than we think about. You know, I believe that what Jesus Christ, the debt he paid for the sins of his people, especially from that point forward, has had a great blessing and benefit for us here in time. That just living life, even when we don't live it so well, is more than we realize. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. What does acceptable here mean? It also means beneficial. It's beneficial. If God accepts it, it's beneficial. You know, have you ever tried to do something that you're looking for acceptance? You know, applying for a loan, applying for entrance into some university, turning in a job application. What's some of the best news? Mr. Bond, you've been accepted. Well, as we're serving God, some of the best news, some of the best news is whenever God in his way says, Mr. Bond, you've been accepted. You can think of instances in the life of Jesus Christ while he lived here upon the shores of time. You know, what about Mary that washed his feet with her tears and dried his feet with the hair of her head? There were some that complained about it. Leave her alone. You know, she's doing a good work. You know, she's accepted. Well, not only that we may prove, there's a lot we could say about each one of these. What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Perfect here means complete.
Right.
I mean, no amendments have to be made to God's will. Everything that you and I do in life, practically everything that we do in life, and even God recognizing who we are as human beings, in Him setting up the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he built into it the understanding that, you know, we're not always going to be perfect. We're not always going to get it just right. And he sets boundaries, or he sets parameters. And he gives us a little wiggle room, shall I say. But of course, when he says you can't go beyond it on this side, or you can't go beyond it on that side, well, that's, you know, you got to live between those two points. But when it comes to presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, the important thing to remember about these things is that the bottom line is, if you want it to be accepted, do it God's way. Present your bodies the way that God tells you to present your bodies. And how to do that's all right here. You know, every time we come together, and, you know, Brother Clayton preaches to us, or whoever comes before us, and you know, me in my little way, it's all about helping us understand what is acceptable, what is good, you know, what God requires, you know, that we might do it His way. And not only as far as worship is concerned, you know, we sing a cappella, we pray the way that we do, we preach the way that we do, we do the things that we do because we believe that's God's will. That's the way we're supposed to worship. And so we believe that God has accepted that. He's given us ample evidence throughout life that this is the way God is saying to us, this is the way I want it. This is what I'm telling you. As true as that is for this congregation or for every congregation, it's true for each one of us individually in our lives. Yes, I've done this long enough and pastored churches long enough that sometimes one of the hardest things to get people to do is to do what's good and acceptable in the sight of God. Because human emotions are what they are, aren't they? Human emotions. Preacher, but that just doesn't seem right. Preacher, if we do it that way, it's going to run people off. Well, Pastor, we don't want to offend anybody. Well, you know, sometimes the greatest offense is no offense. Think about that one. But in closing, as you well understand, if we want to be accepted unto God, if we want our sacrifice to be accepted, if we want our lives to be conformed as they should be, as Paul's telling us to be, we've got to do it God's way. If God says 1 + 1 = 2, well, don't try to make it equal 3. Don't change the one, don't change the plus, don't change the other one, don't change the line that goes under it. Just don't change it. And in closing, I've said it myself, Lord, but that is so hard. Lord, it's so hard. But experience has taught me that as hard as God's will may seem, doing it any other way has always proven to be harder. Even though Satan says, you know, that's probably the easier way to go. But no, the easiest, the best, the good, the acceptable, all the way around to live is doing it God's way, to prove His will. May the Lord add His blessing.